Maseches Demai, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Beis, 6:12. This is a fascinating Mishnah. It has two different explanations, one in the Bavli, one in the Yerushalmi. There are two different reads on the Mishnah. The simplest way to do it is I'm going to say this twice. I'll first say it according to the Bavli. I'll go back a second time and say it according to the Yerushalmi. Both make for fascinating Mishnahs. So we start out by saying a case in the Bavli understanding. We're going to talk about Brera here in the following scenario. Am ha'aretz sha'amar l'chaver. You have an am ha'aretz who doesn't tithe, who asks his friend, who is strict about tithing, kach li agudas yarek, kach li glusken echad. And he says, the am ha'aretz says to his friend, do me a favor, you're going to the market, when you go to the vegetable shop, pick up a bundle of vegetables for me. Or you're going to the bakery, pick up a roll for me also. So the case is therefore that the chaver goes to the vegetable proprietor or to the bakery and picks up two sacks of vegetables, one for him, one for his friend the am ha'aretz. Now normally we said that if a chaver, a ne'eman, takes possession of something, so then he can't let it go out of his hand before tithing it, and therefore you might think perhaps that when this chaver goes and picks up vegetables for the sake of his friend the am ha'aretz, before he gives it the am ha'aretz, he'll have to tithe it. But the Mishnah says that's not the case. He can lokeach stam upater. He can simply buy one for himself and one for his friend, and then bring those two back, and essentially think to himself, or the law will consider it, that he never took possession of the bundle that was going to his friend the am ha'aretz. He's just passing it through to him. And since he never owned it, he never took possession of it, he's not liable to tithe it before he gives it to the am ha'aretz. He's just sort of like an agent, a schlepper, a delivery service. So the case, therefore, is going to be one essentially of brera, where the purchaser is the chaver. He has five shekels in his pocket from himself. He has five shekels in his pocket from his friend the am ha'aretz. He walks to the grocer and he says, give me two bundles of vegetables. Here's 10 shekels for the both of them. The grocer gives him two bundles of vegetables. The purchaser doesn't specify which is going to be for him and which is going to be for his friend the am ha'aretz. But then when he gets to the am ha'aretz, he gives one of the two to the am ha'aretz. So then brera is going to kick in here, according to this Mishnah, and we're going to say that the one the am ha'aretz got was the one that was always for him, and therefore never was in the possession of the chaver, and therefore the chaver has no obligations to tithe it. That being the case, vim amar, if the purchaser would have said, sheli ze v'zeh shel chaveri, if the purchaser, the chaver, would have specifically said, the roll that I'm purchasing, which fell on the floor, I picked it up and dusted it off, but I'm giving it to the am ha'aretz. And the roll that didn't fall on the floor is the one I'm keeping for myself. And then he has two rolls that he takes in the bag. And when he comes to give it to his friend, he looks at the two rolls and he can't tell which one was the one that fell on the floor. So he says, oh, he just gives him one of them. So now we can't have brera kick in to decide that the one that the am ha'aretz ends up with is the one that was his all along, because the two loaves have been mixed up, or the two bundles of vegetables have been mixed up. And since the chaver identified specifically this one is his, this one is his friend's, so there's no brera anymore. We can't retroactively reallocate that. Brera only works, this retroactive allocation only works, if it was never decided where the particular identity of a particular thing was localized. So since this purchaser did localize it and specified this bundle or this roll is mine and the other one is my friend's, so it's too late now. So therefore, Va'im Amar, if the purchaser said, Shali ze, v'ze shel chaveri, he says, this roll is mine and this roll is my friend's, v'nis arvu, and the two rolls get mixed up, chayv la'aser, afilohen mea. Before giving the roll to his friend Amart, he has to deal with taking proper tithes from it, so that the Amart gets properly tithed produce, because that's a requirement as a chaver or a ne'eman. Afilohen mea, even if there was actually 100 rolls for his friend and one roll for himself, and therefore he's going to have to take a gigantic economic hit because the cost of tithing 100 rolls is more than, you know, the roll he has. It doesn't matter. He has to do it because, too bad, that's the obligation of a ne'eman. Now they're mixed up, and the rules of a ne'eman or a chaver that you can't pass on to your friend, or anybody for that matter, you can't pass on to something out of your hand without first making sure that's been properly tithed. That's the pshat according to the Bavli. So in other words, just summing up, the Bavli's case is one of brera, and says brera works, provided he didn't localize and specify which roll or which bundle belonged to him and to his friend. The Yerushalmi's case doesn't involve brera at all. The Yerushalmi's case, how it understands this Mishnah, is as follows. Ama'art shamar l'chaver, kachli agudas yerek, kachli gluskin echad, and lokeach stamu pater. The Amha'aretz tells his friend, according to Yerushalmi, the reading is, go buy me, please, if you don't mind, you're going to town, pick me up a bundle of vegetables, or pick me up a roll of bread. And the chaver goes and purchases not two bundles or two rolls, one for him and one for his friend, but just a single bundle. He's just like a total delivery service. So he picks up a bundle to deliver to his friend. Now, the case here is one where, as we saw in the previous Mishnayos earlier in the Masechta, the salesperson, for whatever reason, let's say he's selling in large quantities, is exempt from taking tithes, the Demai tithe, even if the salesman is a ne'eman, is a chaver, is reliable. And normally, if you're a ne'eman, you can't pass into other people untithed produce. There are some cases where you could, provided that the purchaser is known to be a ne'eman, and that's the case over here. The salesman's a ne'eman, but he's, for whatever legal reason, allowed to pass on produce to another ne'eman without tithing it, the Demai tithe. And therefore, in a normal circumstances, what would happen is this ne'eman who's known, the purchaser who's known to the ne'eman, the seller, would buy his produce from the seller and tithe it himself, and the seller would, you know, be able to save two pennies by not tithing the vegetables before giving it to him. So normally the proprietor of the vegetable stand or the bakery would save the two pennies and not do the extra tithing and just let that tithing obligation fall on the purchaser who's a ne'eman. But the case here is one where the salesman knows that the purchaser is running errands for the Am Ha'aretz, his friend. And therefore, really, the salesman is not supposed to be passing on to the purchaser here untied produce, because he knows ultimately that it would end up in the Am Ha'aretz's hand, and therefore, as a ne'eman, he should be tithing it. And then Mishnah says, we can rely that he did it properly. That's what the Mishnah reads. Again, Am Ha'aretz shamar l'chaver. The Am Ha'aretz says to his friend, according to Yerushalmi again, kachli agudas yarek, kachli gluskin echad, do me a favor, you're going to town, pick up for me some vegetables or a roll. Lokeach stam upater. The purchaser, the ne'eman, can purchase from his friend, the ne'eman baker or the ne'eman vegetable salesman, and he can be confident that since the salesman knows the situation, that the purchaser is a ne'eman but running errands for the eno ne'eman, for the amaretz, that's okay. The purchaser can rely on the salesman doing the right thing, and the purchaser is exempt, he's pater, from further tithing obligations. However, again, according to the Yerushalmi, v'im amar sheli ze v'shel ze chaveri, if he, the purchaser, the ne'eman, tells to the salesman, I'm buying two loaves of bread or two bundles of vegetables, one's for me and one's for my friend the Amaretz. So then what's going to happen is the salesman's going to say, listen, I'm a ne'eman and you're a ne'eman. So when I give stuff to you, I don't have to tithe it, because it's one of the cases that he's exempt from tithing, the Demai tithe. But the stuff that I'm giving to you for your friend, I am obligated in tithing. So he'll save the two pennies and give untithed Demai portion to the ne'eman for the ne'eman's use, but he must, so to speak, spend the two pennies and do the tithing for the portion that will end up in the hands of the Am Ha'aretz. That's fine. But now what happens, says the Mishnah, is Vinis Arvu. The problem is the two bundles or two loaves get mixed up. One has been tithed and one hasn't been tithed. We're talking about a tithing here of Demai, which is not rabbinic in nature. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says Chayv La'aser. Now the Ne'eman, the errand boy, the friend who's bringing to his Am Ha'aretz friend, is obligated to make right as a Ne'eman and tithe everything that ends up in the hands of the Eino Ne'eman, the Am Ha'aretz, of Filo Hen Mea, even if there is 100 rolls that are, for argument's sake, tithed against one that isn't, or vice versa, it doesn't matter. He has to tithe everything that ends up in the hands of the Am Ha'aretz. Here the point of Filo Hen Mea is one might have thought that since there's 100 tithed rolls and one untithed roll, there's a general rule of bittul, that, you know, if you have a minority, it will lose identity amongst the majority. But there are certain cases where bittul doesn't occur, when the losing one's status doesn't happen. One of those cases is called a scenario of adavar sheyesh lo matirin, a scenario where there's a way to fix and repair the issur that got mixed in. And that's the case over here. since a person could tithe the mixture and say wherever the untithed demai is in the mix, let it be tithed, you know, let this be the maaser sheni for it, etc. Since it can be fixed, it's a davar shel matirin, and if there's no bitl barov, there's no bitl at all, and therefore, even if there's 100 of heter against one iser, the ne'eman who was doing the favor for the eino ne'eman must now take the requisite demai tithes so that his friend eino ne'eman, the amaret, gets properly tithed produce. That's the pshat according to the Rishonim. The reason why I said both pshatim is because the Bar Tanura brings both the Balvi and Yushami's pshat here in the Mishnah.